And this latest winter storm and those freezing temperatures are putting a strain on already low supplies of propane in the Northeast and Midwest. Millions of Americans use the liquefied gas to heat their homes. And as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, they're paying more and getting less this winter season, which started early thanks to the extreme cold of the polar vortex.
As temperatures plummeted this winter, so did supply of propane. But the problem was more than just that winter storm. It was more of a perfect storm that left inventories depleted.
They had a double whammy.
Roy Willis, head of the Propane Education and Research Council, says suppliers started out this season already in a pinch after farmers who use propane to dry crops had an especially wet harvest and used five times their usual amount.
The increase in consumption represented about 15-20% in total when you looked at crop drying and the current winter heating demand over what we've experienced over the last decades.
And complicating the picture even more, the same brutal weather that's got demand for propane extremely high is also making delivering propane extremely tough. In south central Indiana, where wind chills were below zero yesterday, Dennis Clark was navigating messy rural roads to deliver the relatively little bit of propane he had.
Around 8,000 gallons right now, and usually I keep, around 25,000.
Clark has owned his propane business more than 30 years and can't remember things ever being so tight.
It's propane shortages just like it was the gas and fuel shortages back in the 70s,
Prices have almost doubled from $1.79 a gallon last year to $2.99 today. And Clark says some of his customers are looking at other ways to heat their homes.
Some of them get mad. I even have a couple to quit. That's it.
Many states have declared states of emergency, which allows propane delivery truck drivers to work longer hours. There are also calls for emergency federal assistance for millions of low-income residents, especially those in rural areas beyond the reach of utilities who depend on propane. Jeff Petrasch with the National Propane Gas Association says, meantime, some foreign suppliers are jumping into the mix.
For the first time in 4 or 5 years, tanker ships have been coming into New England, bringing in foreign propane to try to meet the demand there.
But Petrasch says that's not likely to bring consumers any price relief since the imported propane is more expensive. And he says demand will likely continue to outpace supply.
I think the situation will be challenging for the industry for the balance of this winter to meet consumer needs.
How challenging, he says, depends on the weather. Tovia Smith, NPR News.